Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1952, Clinton E. McCutcheon.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for boat repairs, boat storage, and boat sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.36 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Hardscrapple Road, at the corner with and northeast of Road 473, also known as Messick Road, and being more specifically identified on the tax rolls as District 2-32, Map 2, Parcels 21 and 22. Gentlemen, and for the audience, the applicant did submit an exhibit booklet on January 30th. It has been in the record since that date. The booklet contains a project description, some site data, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property, which includes a survey, a site plan, zoning information from the county website, an aerial map depicting the site and surrounding area, copy of Dell.com comments dated June 1 of 2012, suggested conditions of approval, and suggested findings of fact. Now, the applicant, when he did apply for the application on October 24th of 2012, did include a survey and site plan with his application. We did receive two agency comments, first one being from Dell.com, the Department of Transportation. They were received on June 5 of 2012 in the form of a support facilities report, which references that a traffic impact study is not recommended at the current level of service A of Road 473 and the current level of service A of Route 20 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on February 11 of 2013. That was in the form of a memorandum and references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have. I have no additional comments from any agencies or individuals to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Ms. Gilmore.
Good evening. My tiny little map there. As Mr. Lank has indicated, the site plan is in your packet. I'm just going to refer to that from time to time just so you can know what I'm referring to. But for the record, I'm Heidi Gilmore with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here with Clint McCutcheon, and he's the owner of the property. And we'll be presenting our request for a conditional use on the site. The request is for boat repair, boat storage, and boat sales, all to be included within the parcel. I do point out this is where his primary residence is as well, so there is part of the property that's used for his dwelling. That's highlighted on the site plan as existing dwelling. We are working with an engineering firm on the site plan, and sorry for my smallness. Okay, so for the record, we did submit our packet, and I'm not going to go through everything in detail. I just requested that be moved into the record for the information we're going to present. We are in an AR1 district. The comprehensive plan has this in a rural low-density zone. It's a 2.36 acre site. It does have private well and sewer on the site. We're about 1 mile south of where Messick Supply is located on Hardscrapple Road. Two other uses around us that has non-residential zoning is the Horsey Borrow Pit and the Davis farmland, which is a little bit more than it's agricultural, but a little bit more than basic residential. The proposed site plan has a building where he's going to be doing boat repairs. It does also show that he has a boat hoist where he can lift boats to work on them as well. The area is currently fenced. He is going to plan to replace that fence with a chain link fence for added security and add some lighting as well for security. Some of the initial comments from Dell.com is they wanted access off of Messick Road. So you'll see the proposed entrance which I've highlighted in green there off of Messick Road, would lead to the building that he's going to use for boat repairs and where he would keep the boats for storage. We have not received our letter of no objection. We're moving towards that, but haven't received that yet. We believe we're consistent with the land use and development trends in the area. There's not a lot of other business uses, but there's other uses that we believe that we would be compatible with. The location of the project, as DelDOT has indicated in some of their comments, won't add to any traffic issues, and especially coming off of Messick Road, we believe we've lessened any hazardous conditions. Right now, in the packet, I indicated there's no employees. It's just Mr. McCutcheon who will be working there. He may want to add some employees in the future, maybe a maximum of two, so that's a possibility. He did want a sign for the site. That is on the site plan right along Hart's Gravel Road. It says their proposed sign. He would not want an illuminated sign, just as allowed by the code. And his hours of operation, he plans to work 7 days a week. Of course, a boat business is a seasonal business, so in high season, he may work longer hours, and in the off season, it would be fewer hours. So we did not want a restriction on hours, and primarily since he's the only employee, I don't believe that that is necessary. So that's all the information I have to present, so unless you have some questions for me.
All right, we'll see if anyone does, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
We'll start at the end, Ms. Gilmore. The hours, you're asking for 7 days a week, 24/7?
He wouldn't work 24 hours a day, but it would be hard to request a minimum and maximum, especially since he's living there and he's the only one. He's really not anticipating people coming to the site. He normally takes the boat to the site, works on it, and then delivers it. So it's really just him. So having a set hours really isn't appropriate, I think.
Is this application as a result of a violation of any kind?
No. He is currently an employee. He's been in the boat business for about 10 years, and he does some repairs on his own there for himself, but I think he's ready to advance.
And just for the record, can you state why this does not qualify as an owner-occupied occupation?
Well, if he's going to add employees, that's important.
Then,
and if he's going to be doing sales, you know, it would be a little bit more than a basic owner-occupied.
The fence is, will it be locked when, I guess, there in times when there's nobody there, or will there be security? I mean, the fence that he's going to put up, will you be locking that? Will be a gate locked?
You state your name and address.
Clint McCutcheon, 27018 K Road. Yes, I would be locking the fence.
Okay. And you want to make sure you show that on the final site plan or on the site plan? Will you have a dumpster?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to have a roll-off dumpster.
Okay, that's good. And you'll have to screen that. Okay.
What's that?
It should be screened
from
you know, fence around it, so people can't see the dumpster.
Oh, okay.
You can explain.
Correct.
And then on your repairs, will the repairs be taking place indoor? You're going to build a building.
There's a concrete pad. And I would be working indoors mostly in the wintertime, but in summer and spring, I would be outside mostly.
So it'll be at least on an impervious surface or indoors, is that correct?
Yes.
And then your disposal for oils and waste of that type, of that nature?
I've looked into a few of them. There's a lot of guys that just come and pick it up for free. Clean Burn, buyoil.com, they'll come and schedule. I can store it in 55-gallon drums, and they'll come and pick it up.
You have a plan to pick up those waste products? No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
No answer. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Gilmore? Would we be counting personal watercraft under the classification of the boats, personal watercraft being
jet skis,
wave
sort of
riders?
Thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be a part of what would be accomplished. Who is going to move the boats and trailers around on the premises?
It would just be me for now.
So if my boat was stored there, I would come and I'd say, hey, I want to get it out.
No.
You would hook it up.
Most of the people I deal with, like I've worked in Long Neck for a long time. Nobody really has trailers. So you would call me, and I would come down and pull your boat out of the water, bring it back to my property, do the repairs or the storage or the winterization and everything on the property.
Take it back.
And then take it back in the spring when you call me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. And I guess just get a clarification from either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank. A feather flag is not a sign unless it has lettering on it. Is that correct?
Technically, a feather flag not permitted. We're in the process of reviewing feather flag regulations right now.
Okay.
He's not proposing feather signs. It would be just
He's
not attracting the public in.
Just
so.
Wanted you to
hear
that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
No, I've been aware of the sign issues.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are the boats that are going to be for sale, are they going to be like on consignment, or are you planning to buy boats and for resale? Or
yeah, boats? I already do. Sometimes I buy a boat, fix it up, and sell it. I would probably have some of my boats there and consignment boats for anyone.
Okay. And what's your discussions so far with DelDOT about the entrance?
He hasn't. It's the engineering firm we're working with is Pannoni.
Okay.
And it's been just minimal contacts right now until we know where we're proceeding. So,
because you know, having been by there, I wasn't sure why you weren't using the dirt lane that comes off of Messick as your entrance, because it looks like you're creating a whole new entrance.
Well, part that one goes to his residence,
okay.
And so because this is going to be fenced in, that area would. We would really want it to be a separate. We could use the other one, but because this is going to be a fenced-in area and be more private,
gotcha.
Makes okay. more sense.
And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Do you have any idea how many boats you can either store or work on or service on that site?
I haven't really counted. I haven't had enough in there to count. I would think that I should be able to fit at least 30 or 40 maybe in that lot.
So you're planning on being mainly a service lot or a sales lot? Are you going to?
Mostly service, yeah.
Service and storage.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Anyone else? Mr. Lank.
I have all my questions been answered.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council, anything?
No.
All right.
I have one.
One more? Go ahead. Is there a requirement that the fencing have what I believe the fire departments refer to as a knock box on it, so if there's
Knox box.
Not to my knowledge yet, and I would have to request that from the engineering firm when they have some communications with the fire marshal.
Okay. All right.
And the answer will be yes. So I
okay.
one.
Thank you. Okay. All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1952, Clinton E. McCutcheon? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1952? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.